Hello.
Hello, my name is Kenya, returning your call from Omex Health. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
Yes, John Best.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up for you really quickly.
Okay.
And just to make sure, I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your mailing address, please?
1151 South 210th Street, Pittsburgh, Kansas, 66762.
Thank you. And how could I help you?
Well, I'd like to order another 6-month supply of your Omex.
Okay, well, let me get that pulled up. Yeah, let me see. Okay, so it looks like your last shipment was May of 2021. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get this pulled up for you. And you are wanting, and were you wanting that on a subscription or just the one-time purchase?
Well, I've been using your product now for several years, but I always order. I do not like the automatic where you take it out of my account. I do not do business that way.
Okay, well, I understand that completely. Have had a price change. So for 6 boxes, it would be $199.95.
Okay, last time I ordered it was $144.
Yes, sir. We have had a price change.
If I were to give you my credit card and you were to put me on the automatic reorder, what price would it be?
So you do get a 20% discount when it's on a subscription. So for 6 boxes, and you can get that every 6 months. It would be, let me get the price pulled up here. It would be $159.96.
$159.
Yes, sir.
And no tax?
No, sir.
Okay, or no shipping. That'd be the order, $159.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a lot better than the other quote. But now you say that's for, how much would I get for that?
That was for the 6 boxes, and you can put that on an every 6-month subscription.
Well, I would do that.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get this order placed for you really quickly. Bear with me.
All right.
Thank you for being patient. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
And would you happen to have an email address?
No.
Okay. And is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
Brief was as in less than, 2 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that'd be fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Out, man.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding, but I actually would not be able to place the subscription with you not having an email. So it would have to be the one-time order. But what I can do for you, so it wouldn't be such an expensive price, you can do the three boxes, and that'll be $109.93.
But that's more expensive. That's $218 for six boxes.
So for the six, because, you know, I'm not able to place the subscription, so you wouldn't have the 20% discount. So for six boxes without the discount, of course, it would be $199.95. And so that's why I was suggesting the three boxes for $109.95.
Well,
yes, sir.
I'm thinking about cost per box, and the $159 is for six is the most economical thing for me as a customer of yours. So I guess if we can't do business, I'll have to find some other company to do business with. I would gladly do business with you. I like your product, but you're making it too tough for me.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize. It's because you would have to have an email address in order for me to place the subscription order.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that.
Why do you have to have an email to place the order?
Because when you place a subscription order, if you're using a computer, you are able to log on to your account and basically place orders and modify your subscription. So you can, like, skip months or
mm-hmm.
pause it at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would have to log on to do that. And you would need an email address to log on to the account.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't do that, so I'm sorry. I guess I'll have to do something else. So I guess that's all.
Yes, sir, but if you would like, I can still place just the one-time purchase for you instead of the subscription. And so, again, for the three boxes, it'll be the $109.95, or we could do the one box for you, and that's $39.95.
No. I want the six boxes for $159, and I'll give you my credit card, and we'll pay for it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Or that's the only thing I can do.
Right. Yes, sir. And I understand you completely. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience.
Well, your company just lost a sale and a good customer because of your rules. I do have the money, and I am a good customer, but I cannot do it your way. So I guess I'll find someplace else to do business with. So, okay. You have a good day, ma'am. Miss.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.